Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to the James Bond Complex, the podcast where we discuss and analyze and rejoice in the James Bond phenomenon in all of its shapes and all of its forms, from the Ian Fleming novels to their cinematic translations and
everything in between. Oh. Are you okay, Edgar?
You seem a little bit... It's been a very Bondian week in some ways. Speaking of James Bond stuff, we're recording a James Bond podcast. This is the debriefing for the month of September. Technically, you know what? We're recording this on the final Sunday, but since we release episodes on Wednesdays, I think we'll be October by then.
Yeah, it's going to be October.
I guess it'll be the October debriefing.
I have a hunch we might be doing a Skype call this week because everyone seems to agree that they're going to release the trailer, if not on Saturday, by the end of the week. So we might have a second debriefing for our thoughts on.
Possibly. I mean, Saturday, next Saturday. So this is what, Sunday, September 28th, 9th, something like that. next Saturday is October 5th.
Yep.
That being Global James Bond Day. If anybody that follows the show, and we can say this because this will be released a few days in advance. If anybody follows the show on our Facebook page, there is an invitation to our friends and listeners in the Montreal area for Operation Casino Mont-Royal.
We're still toying with the time and what we're gonna do. We'll work out the kinks off of mic later on, but yes, the event is on our Facebook page. There might be some warm up either at your place or mine, I guess.
I still don't understand how that's going to work. Hey, let's do this. What?
Bring a bag of chips and tell people to bring their own booze. And at my place, I have a round table. We could technically play poker, but if like six or seven people show up, I'm like, I don't have enough chairs. So we'll see. We might invite just a few key people at my place to.
See, it seems like our friend Carmine is particularly keen on. He said we have to plan something ASAP.
Yeah, I don't know what he means because he hasn't, to this day, he still hasn't accepted the request that I made to participate to the event. So I don't know what he's doing. Carmine, come on, man.
He's doing something bigger and better than Casino Mont-Royal. So.
I sent a message to David Zaritsky. He's supposed to repost because he has much more exposure. I don't know.
He
has much more pull than we do. I mean, we're a small fish in a big pond.
We're like the island of Los Órganos. nobody really knows that we're there. Exactly. We're there, but we're not.
We're not the biggest one, but we're pretty consistent. I mean, it's been almost a year and a half and some change, and
yes,
we haven't missed one week so far.
Sexy. Yeah, it's true that we've never missed a single week. Well, that's the advantage of recording once per month and just doing a whole batch of episodes. Then we sort of trade off who edits what. You tend to do books. I tend to do movies, although we actually flipped this month. I did Forever and a Day, and you're doing Casino Royale Reloaded.
I haven't touched it, but I was going to start doing it this week. But I realized, you know what? I have a video that I want to finish for James Bondi. I wanted to have Liv and eat apple pie. I sent you the clip.
Yeah.
And
it's a little rough, but I think it was the idea was sort of the mood maybe.
And yeah, mood. And I want to need your help because I want to have like bits of the books as a narration to sort of
merge. Oh, didn't you do that one?
I did one for the 30 Rock one, but I'm going to toy with it. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep the intro re-recorded in New York City because I feel it won't necessarily flow with the rest of the video. We'll discuss it off mic later on. But I want to work on that. I'll probably postpone working on, and since. Okay, I wasn't sure if I was going to mention it, but I'm currently unemployed. I just lost my job. A couple.
It's more of a Shrubland Sessions thing.
No, it's not going to be a Shrubland Session thing. The Shrubland Session will be its own thing. But it's just like I lost my job. But to be honest, after the first month and a half, and since I journal, I was able to realize I really don't like it. But that means I have a little bit more free time, and so I'll be able to finish the video, work on Casino Royale next week, and have it ready for Wednesday also from 2 weeks from now. But this is not a Shrubland Session. This is a bump debriefing.
There will be a Shrubland Sessions in a few weeks for the listeners.
For us
in a few hours.
Bobron, was there, you said when I came in that there was not that much news, but they've been shooting in Matera, and there's been an inundation of
Aston Martin DB5 pictures.
Stunts, everything. But the controversy is that people are upset because MGM or UA or I don't know who, people have been receiving sort of a cease and desist orders to remove their footage. And some people were like, oh my God, you're treating the fans bad, but if it's outside, we should be able to keep our footage. And I had a little argument online, and I brought this sort of personal experience because at my former job, last summer, I think, was it last summer? Yeah, it was last summer. They were still shooting X-Men Dark Phoenix in Montreal. Mm. And I walked by the set at one point. They were shooting close to Dorchester Square in Montreal. Yeah, I don't know what... I haven't seen the movie yet.
Neither have I, actually.
So I don't know what they were shooting, but there was a lot of hustle bustle. And I was trying to take pictures of the set of the goings on. I think I took a picture of a taxi or something, but one of the PAs saw me and said, erase your pictures. And I was like, what? And she almost took the phone out of my, like, she blocked me, and she asked me, erase the pictures. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't really care. I don't think I would have even shared the pictures. I thought it was amusing for me. I would have kept them for myself. Sometimes, I mean, it's like, I like to keep things for myself. I don't need to share everything. But she asked me to erase them. So I did. And at the place where I work, we had a legal department, and I knew personally the head of the legal department, the legal assistant department. And I took the time to, like, I asked her, like, did they have the right to, like, that seemed really intense. And legally, you are entitled to your own image. That means if I took a picture of you and I put it on a T-shirt and I tried to sell it, it would
sell well.
Perhaps, but you could sue me because I'm using your image for a product, or you have the right to control your own image. And a corporation is like an individual, so they have the rights to their images. So they have the right to say, you know what? Those pictures of Daniel Craig and what's her name again?
Léa Seydoux,
running around the Aston Martin. Take them out. They're ours. They're not yours. So people are very upset, but I'm like, they have the right. I'm sorry. And personally, I find it, especially for the fan, for people that have fan accounts, I find it upsetting. It's a little bit disrespectful that the people are doing that all to this amount of indiscretion.
Yeah, it's a part of the it's a subculture within not just the Bond fan community, any fan community, it can be any property. The need, this unsatiable thirst to be the first to publish something, to have access to something that they may or may not should have access to. And I think it's stronger than their own, well, we might know someone who doesn't do that exactly, no. But when the enthusiasm, you know, kicks in, and these people are very enthusiastic, and they're Bond fans. It doesn't make them any less Bond fans than you or me, but, you know, they're in the spot, they have their cameras, and these days with a new phone, by the way, now I am more like James Bond, you know, it's very easy to snap away and to put things on Instagram and Twitter. It can be done. There's Wi-Fi everywhere. And if you don't have Wi-Fi, you have a data plan. I can take a picture of anything and it's on Instagram in 20 seconds. Everybody knows they're in Italy, or maybe they're not in Italy anymore. I think they finished it, but
I think they finished shooting. I think they wrapped up this week.
The film or just Italy?
I think the film, the wrapped.
Well, we're at 5 months now. It's like, I know it's a Bond movie, but after 5 months, you would think they're almost done.
I think there was a wrap party. I saw some posts. I didn't check the video, but there was a post with Daniel Craig. So I think they're wrapped. If they're if they might have some pickups or some potential reshoots, I guess. But I think they're done.
All that to say, I actually do respect the integrity, or try to respect the integrity of the studios. You know, it's very easy to say, oh, but they'll make their money anyways, we'll go see the movie. But there's still the concept of ethics, I suppose, that comes into play. It's stressful making a movie, and you want to... Perhaps I'm a little bit naive, perhaps I'm a bit of an old soul, but I like the concept of maybe not knowing the whole movie when I walk in. And I think when you're on a fly on the wall, snapping pictures and little videos of everything, well, I guess you don't mind being spoiled, like, to that extent.
Yeah, but keep it to yourself. If you don't, you know.
There are enough fans to click on the pictures.
Yeah, but
it's not just the people snapping them, it's the people looking at them.
I personally stopped phoning a lot of people, and until the movie's released, and each time I see somebody who's posting, who's reposting images, I saw images of Lashana Lynch, and I was like, I did not want to see that.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I don't want to know about it then.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
But I wished, you know, that makes me think what the studios in the future is. It's not going to be less. It's going to be more of people. People are going to have cell phones, not cell phones, just cameras in their eyes and on the nose. You know, I have a pair of sunglasses you can film with, like Mission Impossible. I bought them. The quality is not that great, but I mean, I could use that to sneak around and take pictures like an imbecile. Mm. Yeah. And share that online, but in the end, I don't know how they're gonna fight against that in the future.
I don't know. You try to take down the websites, maybe it's then whose property are you now? You know,
people are always snapping. I'm like, and I've been on some movie sets, and I've made some short films in the past, and most of the time you spend your time like waiting, and there's like 5 seconds of action, and it is very boring to be on a movie set. It's not very exciting.
I can imagine. I personally, despite someone, you know, that obviously very much enjoys movies and watching them and checking out how they're made, I never really like... You tell me, down the street they're shooting a big Hollywood movie, you know. I'm just not particularly inclined to take pictures. It's like, my gut is, you know, I'm just going to let them work. You know, I might walk by saying, oh, what's going on here? Okay, and I'll just walk away. But I won't, like, take pictures. I won't try to, like, sneak in. I don't know. I think it's a mindset. I'm just not wired that way. So it's a mindset I don't fully understand, possibly. I'm like, I don't want to know what they're doing behind the scenes. I want to watch the film and be surprised. Whereas I find when you're doing that, you're semi-spoiling the movie for you because you're seeing them prepare something.
It's like an artist doing a sketch and... Somebody, can you see the sketch? And you're like, there's a level of privacy that you need as an artist to sort of work out the kinks of your ideas. When you have a voice screaming in your ears, it ruins your vision a little bit. You start making the movie for someone else but than yourself, in which, I mean, in the end, like, a director makes the movie for themselves. And you appreciate or you don't, but it's the director that has the final say. And when the director has, well, I want this to happen. Oh, they should do this. And some movies have been affected by like Sonic, the movie. They're redoing the entire character because people complained that they didn't like the look. That we're at that now.
Hmm.
You can change the look of a character because fans complain that much. Like the Transformers, they changed in the original Transformers, they changed Megatron Zed because fans complained that he didn't look like Megatron.
Okay.
Like, that happens now.
give the fans what they want, I suppose.
Now, for James Bondy, I know there's going to be a big stream going on Friday at 5 with David Zarizzi.
Oh, is the stream on Friday or on the Saturday?
On the Saturday, 5 p.m.
Okay, because you just said Friday. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, what day is Global Blame James
Bondy? Saturday. No, my mistake. And they're doing that. I know Jeff Weibo is going, so is Murray. Actually, I won a contest during the live stream of James Bond Canada.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to win. Murray's sending me a picture.
Nice.
So that was fun. People have to participate in the community. I mean, don't hesitate. Even, you know, don't be shy. I mean, these communities have, you know, I've attended... I didn't even mention that. Yesterday, I was with Jean, who now has on Instagram, he's James Bond Quebec. Mm. Jean is probably the closest thing to a French-Canadian version of David Zarizzi. Mm. I've seen parts of his collection. I haven't been to his home yet, but he showed me pictures, and I'm like, wow, that's intense. And he showed me his books. He has the encyclopedia that he has so many people have signed.
Oh, yeah, he brought that to the Comic-Con for
Michael Madsen.
Right, I'm trying to remember his. Falco or whatever the hell.
Agent Falco. Mm-hmm. James Bond, just in time for the fireworks. Yeah, no, he has an amazing book that he's got so many people. Some people are gone now. Roger Moore, I think, signed his book, and that person's gone. Mm. There's a few directors that...
Richard Kiel
From one of the signatures that he got. And he has a bunch of posters. He has one of the watches. I don't know if he has any props, but he has a pretty impressive collection. And I've been telling, and he wants to start the Q branch for James Bond Canada. So I'm going to be coaching him a little bit. But he's going to need it all because he's a 50-year-old guy. And it's not really...
Not social media savvy, he's possibly. He's not
social media savvy, but I'm going to coach him. And I told him, like, I can't do all of it, but
What does he want? Like, it's easy to say, I want to make James Bond Quebec. What is James Bond Quebec?
I think he wants to start the community. That's what he wants. Because there's no French, like, Quebecois community. And he's a part of the French, the Club France, but there's no... Like, he is the Quebecois division, and I feel like if you...
Well, so are we, sort of.
So are we, but because we're Anglo-based, and I feel like he would be able to... Like, he has an energy that would connect, and he's a little bit older than us, and I think he would connect with probably more the baby boomer generation and just his collection.
He has a lot of stories to tell as well.
Exactly. I mean, the content he would be able to generate would be fantastic.
Just to anybody who does speak French, just listen to our last two Mission Declassified episodes.
I changed the feed. I removed the episodes because we're nearing episode 100. So we removed the French episode. They're on their own feed. I'll post it on Facebook, I guess. I'll make sure that, because it seems like it was not being picked up by iTunes for some reason. I don't know if it's still. I didn't check this week. Yeah. But they're supposed to be on their own feed from
iTunes.
I don't know.
I forget. It's not gonna work. It's a Google thing.
Yeah, no, we'll verify that another time. No time to die. No time to Google iTunes. Time to Google.
I can do the OK Google too now. You know.
I know you're cool now.
Yeah, I know. I'm awesome.
What was I saying? So yeah.
OK Google. The James Bond Complex.
Why are you doing that? Somebody's...
Mine works, though.
Yeah, you probably triggered mine. I was with Jean yesterday, and we went. There was Isaac de Bancole was in Montreal for the Montreal Black Film Festival. And for those who don't know who Isaac de Bancole is...
How can you not know who he is?
I want no loss in the portfolio. He's,
do you believe in God, Monsieur Le Chiffre?
He's actually it's Steven Obano, right? I know last name Obano, but Obano. It's Steven. Obano.
I don't know. The first name, I don't remember.
I think it's Steven. I'm not entirely certain, but it's Obano is the last
name. Pretty regular name for like an African crime lord.
I think this is great. Like he did a little Q&A and Jean asked him a question. I asked one. I'm going to edit a little video and post it on our YouTube page.
Adorable.
Huh?
Adorable.
What did you say?
Adorable.
Adorable. Okay. Yes. So we did that, and John was very excited about that, and it was very interesting. The guy had there's a couple of anecdotes that you'll be able to hear or see on our YouTube channel, if not before or after this episode is aired. Depends on how fast I am able to edit everything, because I have a bunch of stuff to do this week. So I did that, and apparently John Cleese is also coming to Montreal, so I have a feeling that Jean will also try and get...
When is that happening?
I think it's the 18th of November.
Okay, got time for that. It might sell quick, though. But,
Yeah, it might. The cheapest tickets are around $30 or $40,
That's
I think.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
But yeah, and some are 100 and plus.
Get to wine and dine with John Cleese.
Almost, he can spit on you almost. So we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford them because of my current state of employment. But you know, I've barely started.
And recent purchases have because since we've recorded, we've bought tickets to a few things. You know,
I ordered a tuxedo. I pulled the trigger, and I was like. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be able to use it for the Skyfall concert, so I might as well pull the trigger. It's going to motivate me to work out a little bit more, but that's for this Shrubland session.
That'll be Shrubland session, yeah.
So that's part of what happened for us. I mean, I didn't really go on the James Bond store. I don't think they have anything new. I did see that some people already have the new Funko Pops. Honestly, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I started selling some of my collectibles online. None of my James Bond one, but I sold my BB-8.
You should try selling your golden gun and like pretending that it's like the real golden gun.
They started selling fresh new replicas. They did minted a few.
It must be like several hundreds of dollars.
$800.
Why would I? Even if I had $800 to spend on a golden gun, why would I spend $800?
When it's like, you know, I started collecting Transformers recently. I do that sometimes. I got into it, and I'm enjoying the fuck up. I freaking love it. It is therapy. It's just transforming and de-transforming, it relaxes.
Commence Operation Snowfall. And then you start playing Adele.
Sound wave. I'm not going to just start doing it. But yeah, so I started doing that.
They're play
doing,
the James Bond complex.
Megatron. they're doing a Kickstarter thing for a figure of Unicron, and it's about like the size of a small child, and it's like I think it's with shipping it's like $700 or $800. It's an insane amount of money. I'm like, even if I could afford it, I wouldn't. There are limits to my fandom. If it's not something I can use, the max I'll pay is $100. It's not if it's a toy or something collectible. Max is $100. So if they did a copy of the golden gun for $100, even if it's crappy, I would have bought it.
No, you don't need to. You have a brother that or a cousin that
that prints it,
makes golden guns.
Yeah, but you've seen it. It's not pitch perfect.
It's pretty decent,
but it's for 3D printed. It's perfectly fine. I saw someone made the model of the space gun from Moonraker.
Nice.
I need to get him to print one for me. So.
Space Force.
And it's your birthday, right?
Nope.
No. Okay, so you don't want the golden gun? Okay, fine.
No. Look, I've been saying that for a year and I never bought it, so I think it's fine.
Aw. So where was I going with that?
You mentioned Funko Pops, although I don't know why you brought that up.
Funko Pops are coming. And there's that that card game actually
Funko
came
Pops
out.
Funko Pops are coming.
Yeah, and leaving. Because I was saying I might be selling mine. I know yours, you tried to sell them, but nobody wants to buy those. So.
Still there.
I don't know. Like, I'm saying that, but I'll see when I'll see how I react when I see them. But each time I go to a store and I see those things, I'm like, these are not the type of collectible I want. I know some people love them, but I'm like, I prefer action figures. I've always did. Something that does nothing to me is means nothing.
I was seduced by the 007 brand and then picked up those four.
Imagine if they sold like toys that people actually play with. Like, my dream is they start making a cartoon and start selling to kids.
We could play out My Enemy's Enemy and Picture with a Thousand Deaths.
But that's a subject for another podcast. So the Upper Deck card game has come out. I know the gentleman who does the Bond Brain has reviewed it. I haven't watched or listened to
the card game.
Yeah, there's a card. Oh, really? You did mention the Upper Deck is doing a sort of a card
game. I didn't know it was a game though. I thought it was just like collect, like you know, the old hockey cards. Oh, like no, here's no, this no. player, here's that player, and it's like
I saw there seems to be a board. It's okay. I don't know. I'll have to investigate further. And I'm, you know, we're recording this on the eve of the trailer's release, so I wouldn't be surprised if they also announce, oh, we're launching a video game or a contest, so something. I feel like they want to make 2020 the year of Bond. They have to get started eventually, I think.
Yeah, this week we're in October. Yeah. It's the first is like on Tuesday or something like that. Wednesday, whatever. So,
I think they're about
that
to
machines.
Be.
They gotta rev up that machine at this point.
They're on the eve of starting to
because they're gonna get overshadowed by the Christmas holidays for a few weeks. They'll get overshadowed by Star Wars for a few weeks. So they gotta get that ball rolling.
Start.
Yeah.
It's being released in April, and I am so. Who knows what the future holds right now? So we're in the waiting pattern. Do you have anything to add? What's his name? Horowitz.
James Bond.
Horowitz, apparently. I don't know if I read something. I don't know if somebody asked him either, or if he was in touch with the Fleming estate, or but he said he has an idea for a third book.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's I don't know if he's writing it or he's been approached, but he has an idea.
That's
I think
great timing. We just released our Forever and a Day review. So.
Yeah,
I was very happy when I found that interview. I was like, where would I get an audio clip book? And I said, you know what? Maybe I'll just put like an interview with Horowitz as he talks about the book. Maybe you know we'll do that because I know you have the audiobooks. I don't, so it's not like I could get the clips that easily.
No, you could have asked, but I like the clip you used. So.
But it just so happens in the interview, all of a sudden the interviewee is like, or the interviewer, excuse me, is like, would you mind reading a passage of the book, please? Then he reads it. I'm like, done. There we go.
Score.
So I have nothing, not really nothing much
to add. It's honestly, it's not the most exciting debriefing we've had. We are on a verge of...
Yeah, I mean, like you said, if what the... people's gut instincts being next Saturday we'll get a trailer, you know, in all likelihood we'll do a little
before
trailer talk
before
you think it's gonna be before Saturday.
That's what the big rumor is, that
okay
gonna be
I
before.
Would have thought, I mean, you got a new Bond movie come out and you
it's
have a
Saturday is not good for any
Global James Bond
so
day,
yeah even but social media it's not the same thing.
Okay, well in
if
any
you
case
you want to get the start boiling for it's gonna be my bet.
The point being, on Saturday when we meet up again, we can easily do a little debriefing on the trailer,
or just Skype call.
Or Skype call. Yeah, Skype call.
I bet it's not gonna be released on Monday because you want to also like keep generating sort of feedback on the social media. Either Wednesday or Thursday, it's gonna be released.
I've not. I mean, I've heard a few sources saying it would be at around this time. You seem to be hearing things that it's like, oh no, it is this week. Like it's gonna happen. Like, I haven't heard that.
Everyone says, okay. But we might all be wrong. But if I were a betting man,
because I haven't heard like that staunch of a rumor that, you know, I've sort of heard, well, it's Global James Bond Day this week, so it's probably going to, you know, they haven't released anything yet. Why wouldn't they do it on Global James Bond Day? So I said, oh, that makes sense. I guess we'll get it on the week of June. But this seems to be like, there seems like there are people that really legit think it's this week.
That's what David was doing, saying during the live stream Interesting. Chat this Friday.
And David has... You
people
know.
Everywhere.
Yeah, no, David has people everywhere. So.
But you know, I was watching his stream. He did suggest something which, honestly, if true, would blow my mind.
I missed it, unfortunately. I missed. Huh? I think Jeff had one or Murray had one.
Yeah, but they were both on the same.
I missed the whole thing. Was it Friday or was it
Friday? Friday, because I listened to almost entire stream with David, but I had to go for dinner with my sister. And when I came back, Jeff and Mary were starting their stream, so I started watching it. Mm-hmm. I had a friend that was coming over to watch some... I had a bad movie night. Mm. And while she was...
View to a Kill again?
No. We watched some horror movie from the 1980s with... the guy from Reanimator. I don't remember the movie. Mm. It was pretty, pretty silly. Okay. Anyway, while I was waiting for her to arrive, and it was not a booty call, because that's sort of a...
booty duty.
Emery implied that it might be, but it wasn't one. Just a dear friend of mine that I hadn't seen in months. While I was waiting for her, I was watching Murray and Jeff's live stream. But it's David that suggested something that, I mean, if true, it blows my mind. He suggested...
It's not a No Time to Die plot point.
It's not a plot spoiler. It's not a plot spoiler.
So I'll do the trailer thing. I ain't doing anything other than that.
He suggested that they might have shot two movies, like Bond 25 and 26.
In 5 months? Based on what?
I don't know. It's you know,
is this a grapevine thing?
He did say that he has no contact with Eon, but he's still connected.
Well, that's why I'm like, what?
It might be a crazy like fantasy, but if true, that would be quite unique. It would mean that there's like no time to die and time to die.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're dead.
You're dead, the movie.
No Time to Die, and the sequel is So You Think You Could Get Away. Well, that would be a little bit... I mean, hey, two Bond movies, I ain't going to complain, although, again, they seem to be copying Mission Impossible, where Mission Impossible is like, well, let's do back-to-back, and Babs and McGee were like, oh, shit, we gotta make two movies. I don't think... You know, with all due respect to David, he's now become something of a connection. You know, all props to him. I don't believe that for a second. In 5 months, one James Bond movie is difficult enough. Is difficult enough to produce, to make two at the same time in a 5 month span. It's insane. If it's true, I will absolutely not complain.
I didn't. See, I try to not see a lot of the images that people, but sometimes, I mean, you go through your feed, and if you haven't blocked certain people or removed them from your feed, you get to see images, but there's images, there's a character in the movie that I was not expecting to have a large part, and I've seen her in a lot of...
Oh, really? Okay, and you've already given the gender,
sorry.
So...
My mistake.
It's
okay. We're gonna wrap this up so we keep ourselves as. But I don't repost those pictures. I keep them for myself, and I unfollow the people as soon as I see. I'm sorry, but if you post pictures that haven't been approved by Eon that are stolen, like
it's stolen,
stolen pictures. I'm like I'm not unfollowing you. Until the movie's released.
The studio and the filmmakers have full right at discerning and deciding what shall be released to the public for marketing purposes. They will want to, you know, release what they think will tantalize the fans, tantalize the general movie-going public to want to see the film. It's not for us to...
No, they should have done with, I think it's Zack Snyder did when he was making Batman v Superman and Man of Steel. Like, before they started shooting, he released pictures of Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck in their Batman and Superman outfits. Mm. So that, you know, you're not going to steal the shot of... they were some spy pictures, but I feel because it comes from the creator, like, the you see how it's supposed to look. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's beat the thieves to the punch, so exactly. To speak. Yeah.
I think that's the best thing to do. So we're going to wrap this thing. Sure. Edgar, I forgot.
What do you need reminding of?
Do we have people everywhere?
We do have people everywhere. Kind of like David Zuritsky. for instance, the www.thejamesbondcomplex.com, which also serves as the Tumblr account. I'm particularly happy with the Facebook page. Please search for the James Bond Complex. I'm particularly happy with the Twitter account. Search for @TheBondComplex. Too many characters for the word James, apparently. The YouTube channel, The James Bond Complex. Our hosts at Anchor, at anchor.fm. What else do we do? We do Instagram. Well, you do the Instagram. That's why I tend to forget that one, because I don't touch it at all. But please search for The James Bond Complex on Instagram and subscribe and like and comment. As for actually, well, there's YouTube, obviously. And as for listening to us, like the real bread and butter of what we do, the podcast, what we're doing right now, there's Google Play, which I now do because I have a Google phone.
welcome.
And there's iTunes where you... So obviously search for the James Bond Complex on the Google Play Store. And there's iTunes. I still have my iPad. So search for the James Bond Complex. Subscribe, write a review, and leave us a 5-star glowing Golden Gun review, por favor. As for us individually, I'm on Twitter at @00pop, although I've been a little less active the last couple of weeks. I've been a little busy. I know you're on Instagram, predominantly Instagram.
I post a little bit from time to time on Twitter at Matt O'Clair, but I'm especially active at Matt O'Clair 007 on Instagram. Mm. Right? I'm going to post something about my recent status of employment. I've been shy about doing that, but I think I need to say it out. It might actually help me land my next job. Who knows? Yeah.
Good luck with that, actually. Sincerely.
Yeah. Thank you.
As for James, what's this show called? The James Bond
Complex. James Bond Complex.
Just like James Bond always returns, because he got no time to die. He's coming back.
He's coming back.
We too will be back with the James, but the James Bond Complex will be back. That's what it goes like, right? Is that English?
That is the name of the show.
So I guess if we're releasing this Wednesday, I guess that means next week is Casino Royale Reloaded.
Reloaded.
Okay, so we'll be back with Casino Royale Reloaded.
In here, unless I try and do something with our Bond 25, or James Bond Day, and we come up with something. So
yeah, well, I'm sure we'll take a few pictures and snaps when we're at the Casino Mont Royal.
Operation Casino de Mont Royal.
Yeah,
might generate the video. We'll see. I mean,
it'll be all right. It'll be fun. I've never been, shockingly enough, so it'll be a first for me, and should be fun. We know one of our friends, Emery, our buddy Emery, is
confirmed.
Gonna be there,
Jean's coming.
That's true. Jean's guy. I forgot.
We have little Carmine Jensmon Montreal's coming. Yeah. We have Péo Bernier, who's
our biggest fan.
I have to give him a code name. I think he's...
What's his name?
Pierre. I think it's Pierre-Olivier Pio. I don't know if it's Pierre, because it could be Pascal Olivier or Pierre-Olivier Bernier.
Double OP. But it's a little bit too much like 00pop, though.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure out something. He's actually on Twitter.
00pop.
He was traveling to Portugal, and I told him, Majesty's was shot here. And he's like, oh, you're kidding. Seriously. And I said him that. Anyway, I actually went to some of the location.
Nice.
And he thanked me for the information.
We have people everywhere.
We have people everywhere.
Donc sur ce, toujours un plaisir. Merci, à la prochaine.
Au revoir.